This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yomi, welcome. We are in Kalim. Tes Vav. Still between Tes Vav and Tes Zayin. Two and Taz. Okay, yesterday. Dalid and Hey, let's go. The sponge, the svayg, that absorbed liquid. Now outside the sponge is dry. Then inside the sponge, there's liquid.
Tame liquid,
thank you. And it falls into the tanner. So these we say it's considered as if it's in the tanner, it's tame. Now, it sounds like just the fact that it's in the areas of the tanner, that's not enough. We need the fact that it's gonna come out. It's interesting. Why do we need that svara? Yeah. Big discussion about that.
It's like almost automatic.
It's going to come out. It was made to come out, etc. Yeah. This is not a pasha thing, this Mishnah. Because there's no balua. Balua only applies to Bali Chaim, like a tarnagol, we said. So if it's not balua, so then anyways, what do you have to come onto the svara? Yeah, it's a shverzach. Similarly, a piece of turnip or a piece of reed, they used to stick it dry into the wine. They would take out some wine. And apparently, on the outside it's dry, but inside it's absorbed. Chfeisner sounds interesting to me. What do I know? Shimon mitaher. Notice the Tanakam is mitame, and Shimon's mitaher because it's not made to come out. Raven Ashim don't use it that way. Come on, this is a mundanizer. Okay. Mishnah Hay. Pieces of shards of cheres that have mashkim tmeim, like to say it was the ovid shomer glaim, as urine of a zav, or a zav anida, etc. Fall into the avir of the tanor. And you heat up the tanor, and guess what? At that point, it's tame, because the mashke is going to come out. Okay? Fine. Similarly, if you have gefes, which is olive skins that are new, okay? Olive skins that are new. After you squeezed the olives and you have this leftover skins, they used to use them as fuel, okay? Then they have oil. And it's going to be matame, because when you heat them up, the out comes the oil. And again, these were tame. How are they tame? A tame person crushed them, whatever. He touched them. I guess. Maybe the olives were tame originally. They came tame somehow. Yeah. Yishana, they're old ones. Tahar, because we say the toilet dried up is normal liquid.
After 1 year old.
And why don't we say the olives themselves are tame? So they say over here, why are you so worried about the oil? They don't talk about it? They don't talk about it. Let's keep going. If you know that liquid's going to come out of them, then after 3 years, it's tame. It doesn't say why the olives themselves are not tame. What's the difference? I guess they're not really edible at that point. That's the only thing I can think of. Maybe they're just totally inedible at this point, yeah. Not a crazy idea. They don't say. Mm-mm. They don't say any footnotes about this. Okay. That's where I would venture to say. I think they should have spoken it out, but okay. Yeah, things will come up again today, so let's see if today becomes more clear, okay? Fine. All right. So what emerged from that Mishnah is that even though we don't say balua, except by a balchai, like at the tarnagol we had in previous prakim, but here it's mavur that you have tamidika liquid stuck into your olive, stuck into your cheres, and it's only metame if it comes out, or at least it's seifu latzeis, the svoig is seifu latzeis, mishnah hay, it's going to come out of the heat. But and they ask the question, but there's no din balua. Okay, we're going to leave that. We spoke a little briefly about it yesterday. All right. Let's continue. Vav. Gefes. Here we are again. Olive peels. Zagin. Grape peels. Shenasu b'taharoi. Their schita, their crushing, was done b'taharo by a tardika mensch. B'holchu aleyem temeyim. And tell me people walked on them. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Stop then. Tell me people walked on them. Okay. Now, they're saying over here what we're, like this. We assume when these things were crushed and the liquid came out, some of that liquid was reabsorbed. Okay. Now we have tummy people walking on them. Sok to Mishnah. Then Mashim came out. And so the Varchachach is a little misleading. It says that when the tummy went on it, that's when it came out. They did not have intention to draw the liquid. That's the question. So they never got tum until now because they were crushed by Tahara. And now there's a tummy person walking on them. Oh. Oh, here. They say the peels themselves are definitely not tummy. They're not eichel. Oh, there you go. They say they're not eichel. Why? Because they're not edible, I guess. It's too crushed. So they speak that out over here. They speak it out. Uh-huh. Fine. They deal with how to do with those words. So what's the svara? Why should it not be tummy? It comes out the olive oil and the tummy person touched it. Why not? So this mission says something very interesting. Toirin! No, it's tar. Why? Shem t'chilos and nasu b'taharo. Because originally when they were crushed, it was done b'taharo. Yes, what? But now it's done b'tumma. They say a svara here. Mashke is royal kabotoma if it's created baratzon abaylam. Huh? Mashke is royal kabotoma if it's created baratzon. What about the woman who had milk dripping from her breast? It wasn't baratzon. The Mishnah said before she was not baratzon. It dripped. I didn't want it. I wanted the milk to stay in. What? But tell me here is different because the first time it was crushed. Sounds like that's the vart. This would be the first time in a chanami. So that's what I'm gathering. If the first time was crushed by a tummy person, no, I'm saying, if the tummy person just happened to walk on it by accident, whatever it is, then I think it would be tummy. What I'm gathering from the lashon of the Mishnah is that originally it came out a tar person. So then it's over. I'm just going to read the words, which say over here. They were crushed, midas bailam. And at that point, they got it in Mashke. At that point, they could have been Mekabel Tumma. When they were reabsorbed, they lost the din of a Mashke. And now when they come back out, the Tumay were not Mechavin. Yes, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I almost don't get it. My mom is do not understand. What's the svar of this? Let me just see how the English they explain it a little better for me. So, that's the way mashka that's created shaloi baratzon is not mekabel tuma. Is that gitos? Yeah, is that true? That's the klal. It's machshirin issue. Let me just read here. Since these liquids were tar when they were reabsorbed into the pulp, they remain tar when squeezed into the pulp. Number one. If a tummy person steps while barefoot on a food or liquid, he makes a tummy. He's touched with his foot. Okay, fine. Okay. Unless a natural fluid like juice of an olive or grape does not become liquid that can become tummy unless it's squeezed deliberately. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's only maybe just by those. Okay, maybe milk is different. I'm making that up. But now they're saying that it applies to the juices. I that would make me feel a little better, at least. It's strictly by the olive and grape, right? We know from the seven liquids, the only things that come from a fruit are oil and wine, milk, dew, water, honey. Okay, honey kind of does, honey from a date does come from a date. It's different. Keep this in mind, we learn machshirin, Rabbi Zay. I know it's going to be a while, but machshirin chesed aleph and aleph. Okay. Unbelievable. Kush! What's a kush? Kush is a spindle? What do they call it?
Yeah, what is a spindle? What kind of a, what does it mean?
Oh, you don't have a picture.
No.
Oh.
You have a picture of a spindle?
Yeah, I have a picture of a spindle. Here you go.
My book does.
Look.
Oh. A long thing.
There's a hook on top. And yeah. Ask Google how you use a spindle. It's used for spinning. No, to get that, I think the fibers to become like one. You give it a twist and like something like that. I've seen it demonstrated before. Shabala satsinar. Now the hook on top got totally stuck inside the kush. That was obviously not ideal, but that's what happened. All right. What happens now? Or next case, a malmad. It's like a cattle prod.
Oak's guard.
Oak's guard?
I have no idea.
What is das?
Ox goad.
Ox goad? I'm going to say cattle prod. Made of wood, swallowed the metal nail at its tip. You prod? Yeah, it's a cattle prod. All right? It's a long stick to get the plowing animals to stay on the right path. All right? Weiter. Levena, a brick, shabal satabas, that a ring got stuck in there. Ooh. The woman was making bricks, and for accident, her ring got stuck in. Not a good situation. Okay. Fine. And it got put into the kiln like that. All right. Vehinta hoidin! Everything was tar. Beautiful. But then nechnitsu lo yal meis. Went to the oil meis. Nitmo, they become tame. Why did they become tame? Now, they were tar. Everything was tar at the beginning. They say as follows. The outer encasement, the spindle, or the cattle prod, or the brick, does not save it from tumah. Well, it's not tumah psil. Tumah psil has got to be a kli with a teich. And what do you want, balua? Balua doesn't help by kalim. Balua has to be in a bal chai. Which is runs contrary to the previous Mishnah. By our sponge. There's blue did seem to help. It would have helped. The chrosin seemed to have helped. This is so confusing. There's no blue on Kalim, no. There is the rivals, there is blue on Kalim. He says that we're not completely hidden in it. All right. In blue, big halem. Fine. So no samapsil, no balua. No, I can't help you. Fine. Hesiton. Azov. The Zov moves them. Azov's been timing things with his moving. Also, Mitzmo. We spoke about this way back when we started the Kalim. The Hesed of Azov. Tumasmaz of Azov. They come tell me. Azov is metame even without touching. Okay. Summit psil does not save from tumas acid, really. Okay, we have to know that. Say that one more time. A summit psil does not save something from hesed of azov. Uh-huh. For sure over here. There's not even a summit psil, there's even less. Naful avir atanur. After they became tamei, they fell into the airspace of the oven. Tahar, a tana that star, timu, they metame it. Why not? It's Some of Psil does not protect Tumma from escaping. It only protects Tara from receiving. And there's not even some Psil anyways. Balua, there's no Balua here. We just said there's no Balua, so then of course. Right? Let's read it, make sure I got that right. Fine. It has to be the Kelim or Toil, or Avatoma to Mitame Taner. Yeah, heck if some Psil could not prevent Tumma from escaping, right? So for sure, there's not even some Psil. Right, let's say what I said. Tumma Balua is not Tumma Balua. Ayin noga behen kikar shel truma. If a truma of kikar truma would touch them, then it's tar because it didn't touch. It didn't touch. It's not an avir. It needs to be tumas nagia. It didn't touch these things. It touched the outer kli. Now the question is why the outer kli didn't become tamei machmas, the inner kli. Okay, it wasn't something, whatever it was. It wasn't royal kapa tumas somehow. It was broken. I don't know. All right, Mishnah Zion. Oh, I thought that was going to be a short day. So we know this thing called the Summit Psil. Okay? What is the Summit Psil exactly? They say... we'll get there in a minute. Srida, which is the earthenware board used for, I think, kneading dough. We spoke about this. Called Prakam ago.
Use the word plate here.
Plate? All right. It's good for kneading, they say, or for covering an oven. It's flat. We had before Ches Gimel.
Okay.
See, the Sudal Piatan, you put it on top of the oven. Mukav Tzamid Psil. Surrounded by Tzamid Psil. Meaning, this is the cover. It's acting as the cover. And the cover is stuck to the oven with tit. Okay? So that's some of psil. What's some of psil? Psil is the cover. Tzamid is the chibur, the attacher. Okay? The sticker. Got that? Psil is the cover. Smid is the chibur. Summit psil. Attached with the chibur. Okay. Fine. Nizdak minatanur lisrido. If it cracked the tit between the tanur and the srido, that would be the smid. Shire the shir to lose the halacha of summit psil. Mole piya mardaya. The thickness of the... how did I translate mardaya? It's not a cattle prod. It's also used for animals. Ox goad. Same thing. Same thing as the Darvan. The Darvan and the Mardea, the same thing. Hi! Which is a third of a tefach in diameter. Not very much. Third of a tefach. I mean, that's like that big. But it's got to be a hole. No, it's got to be circular. Shlo nichnas. It doesn't actually have to fit in the mardeya. It's the exact size of the mardeya, and the mardeya would not be able to fit in because it would need a little bit bigger. Yeah, the mardeya is the same thing as the malamid. The malmid, should I say. I'm not sure I pronounced that word. Use it for the cattle prod. Okay? It's a diameter of a tefach. No, I'm sorry. It's circumference of a tefach. And a diameter of a third of a tefach. Fine. That's involved to your... Yeah. Hudayim nechnas. I need a little bigger that you should be able to actually put in the cattle prod. Amor mekel. I allow the whole to... This is going to be a little bigger to ruin it. Okay. Why do we use this as the shear?
They say they used to stoke fires with it in the ovens. Sometimes when it got a hole that size, you would leave the caliper there to use it next time. That's because, okay, fine. Talk about it. Are these shurim derabanan, these shurim deraisa, halach mishmi Sinai? It's a very interesting discussion, but I think that's more than we want to go into today. But just interesting discussion. They have that in a lot of places in Caleb. Nistika Srida, if the Srida itself, that's the psil, became cracked. Shurei kemalapia mardaya nechnas, the mount would go in. Yidayimer loy nechnas, not go in. One second, so they just switched. Now Rebut is the smaller shear, and the Tanakam is the bigger shear. What happened? Why did they switch? They see over here as follows. The Tanakama held, yeah. Here he's more makel by an actual cover. Why? Because the cover is ordinarily is in a place where it very often is entirely opened. So then, even with it's cracked, it has to be large enough to consider it open. But if it's in the tzumid, it's a different vart. It's not that he's trying to create a Pesach. It's because you're mevatel the chibur. A smaller amount is mevatel the chibur, the connection. Yehuda says the opposite. In the kisoy, you already had a chshivas of Pesach. You're mevatel it. It has to be more covering. It has to be stronger. If it's a little bit of a crack, it loses it. Uh-huh. All right. Haya ogle. If it was round, and therefore the madea can't go in.
You say curved here.
Curved, fine. In order to say aruch, we don't say, well, you know, size-wise, area-wise, let's pretend it was long and it would be able to fit. No, we don't say that. It has to be straight. It has to be practically straight. Not, you know, imagines if it's straight. It has to be really straight. Now, they say this is very hard to understand. This obviously is understanding that the Mardea is straight, like more flat. But Mani said, no, that's not the case. The Mardea was round, which was what we said before. So then, why? What's the Mishnah saying? Why would you want to think as if it was long? What do you mean? The opposite. You say if it's long, should I make it as if it's circular? Therefore, some change the Girsa. And they say like this, Haya Aruch, if it was long the whole, Ein Rone Sogol, don't say, well, you know, it's if it would be space-wise, it would be circular, it would be big enough. No, don't say that. It has to be practically circular. The Rosh says that's the right Girsa. However, they say the Gra held like the Girsa we have in front of us. And he says like this, the Mardea itself was circular, but the Pia Mardea, the edge, was long. Therefore, the Mishnah is saying that if it was practically, it was circular, we don't say, oh, well, you know, let's pretend it's long. There's the Mardea and the Pia Mardea. I don't know. I think changing the gears that seems to me a little bit more understandable. Okay, that's it for today. Ooh.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.